Hi, I would like to tell you about a special book that was given to me over 10 years ago. The title of the book is Have You Truly Been Born Again of Water and the Spirit by Paul C. Young. This book is the greatest gift that I have ever received. This is because the words of truth within this book revealed exactly why God created every human being, his purpose in allowing us to fall into sin, and the process by which he saved us from living a vain life to instead living in peace and happiness eternally. It is common for people to question their reason for being and to think that God put them on this earth for a special purpose, whether it's a certain vocation or talent which they believe brings happiness to others. But in truth, how we choose to live out our lives does not really concern God. These are things that bring joy to us and give us a sense of purpose. Before reading this book, although I hadn't thought about it much, I knew that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But when I read that Jesus was first baptized by John the Baptist to receive our past, present, and even future sins upon himself, I knew that that was something that I had never heard before. And to me, this was the greatest example of unconditional love. If Jesus had taken away all the sins that I hadn't even committed yet, then this could only mean that God loves me far beyond my own understanding. And it was clear that I did not know the will of God, and so I should read on to find out more about this amazing truth, and so I did. Further on in the book, the author explains that the gospel of the water and the spirit was actually foreshadowed in the Old Testament. The book reveals that Jesus was baptized by the high priest John the Baptist to receive our sins upon his body. This act was performed in likeness to how the high priests or the Israelites would lay their hands on a sacrificial animal in order to transfer their sins onto it before shedding its blood for atonement. The laying on of hands for the transference of sins and then the shedding of blood for the atonement of sins was an everlasting statute from God, which Jesus himself fulfilled when he was baptized by John to take on the sin of the world and when he died on the cross. Now, anyone who believes and confesses their faith in Jesus who came by water, blood and the Spirit receives the remission of all their sins and the free gift of the Holy Spirit from God. The message in this book proved that the gospel of the water and the spirit is no new gospel. It is in fact the primitive gospel that was prophesied throughout the Old Testament, beginning from Genesis, where God clothed Adam and Eve with tunics of skin after they had fallen into sin, to the sacrificial system which points out every minute detail needed for the atonement of sins, right up to the book of Malachi, where the word speaks of John the Baptist who would come in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the way before the Lord. There truly is and has only ever been one gospel for salvation. Just as it says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5, that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The first two chapters of the book speak about the true sinful nature of human beings in a way that is not expressed in mainstream Christianity nor in society. We tend to think of ourselves as decent human beings, and our opinion of ourselves gets even greater when we compare ourselves to others whose wrong deeds have been exposed. In our own minds, we will always justify ourselves. But what is important is what God says about us, about what is deep in our hearts where no one else can see but God. God is the only true judge of good and evil, and this book has shown me that human beings are evil and God alone is good. In Mark chapter 7 verses 21 to 23, Jesus tells us about the evils within mankind, making it clear as crystal that goodness was not a virtue that human beings inherited. We inherited sin from the first man Adam, and death, which came through sin, is what awaits all of us. However, Jesus came to this world in the flesh of man, and through faith in him and the righteousness that he fulfilled at his baptism, we can now escape from our certain condemnation in hell and be born again as God's sinless children, which is God's will for all of us. The message in this book ought to be treasured by all who read it, because by reading it you will get to hear the perfect will of God for your lives in this world and for your souls thereafter. By giving the correct confession of sin and faith, you will have the assurance that you are known and loved by God, who has fulfilled the gospel of the water and the Spirit perfectly and delivered it through the message in this book just for you.